Well, hi there, and welcome to our first palliative care podcast. We hope this will be the first in a series of short, bite-sized teaching that we're trying to make really available and accessible to our colleagues who are working out on the wards. My name's Claire Bates. I'm one of the consultants with the palliative care team here at BHRUT. And I'm with my colleagues, Dr. Ting Tar, who's our specialist registrar in palliative care, and Ben Seymour, who's a physio who works on critical care, specialist respiratory and critical care physio is his official title. And they're going to talk together about the non-pharmacological management of breathlessness. So I'm going to hand over to them.
Great, thanks, Claire. So I'm Ting, and I have Ben with me today. And the first thing we were going to talk about is referrals. Often when we have a breathless patient in front of us, we will very dutifully write in our plans, refer for chest physio. But what do you guys actually need to know from us in order to make an effective referral?
Hi, yeah, thanks. So I think the most important thing that as physios we need to know about the patient is why essentially you are referring for chest physio. And the two main elements to that are generally either a secretion retention issue or, as we're talking about today, breathlessness. And I think it's, you know, it'd be really helpful for us if we just have a little bit more information so we can make our treatment and thought process slightly more specific towards that.
Great. And I want you to tell us a little bit about the different techniques you use and also actually whether we can use those as much in chronic breathlessness management, such as COPD, as well as our acutely breathless patients with COVID.
So there's a couple of techniques that we implement as physios. One which I'll talk about is called the active cycle of breathing technique, and I'll refer to that as ACBT. And the other element that we mainly use is positioning. ACBT is something that we can use both in an acute episode of breathlessness, but also more for the chronic patients that we see, kind of through times without COVID. The ACBT technique is sometimes used to help with secretion clearance, but can also be modified to help with breathlessness. I think the main element that will help a patient with regards to breathlessness is the deep breathing element of the cycle. And the way in which we teach this is to encourage people to take a deep breath in through their nose and then exhale through what we call pursed lips. And what that means is it's effectively like blowing out a candle as you're exhaling. We would encourage patients to do three deep breaths in through their nose and then exhale three times through their pursed lips, and then move on to what we call breathing control for about 30 seconds. This is just trying to breathe in a relaxed manner with no specific technique. The best thing that we help to use patients is encouraging them to put their hand on their stomach to feel their stomach rise and fall as they're breathing and just concentrate on this just to try and relax their breathing as much as possible. We would encourage, generally speaking, someone to do three cycles of that, so three lots of the deep breathing with three lots of the breathing control, and they can repeat that up to hourly throughout the day. So hence why it's good for chronic patients as well as an acute exacerbation of breathlessness. The other main technique that we tend to think about with physio is how important positioning is. Often when someone is breathless, they rely on their accessory muscles to help them manage that breathlessness. And the positioning that we implement just allows them to use those accessory muscles in the best way possible. Generally speaking, the best position if someone is in bed would be sitting upright, and ideally with their hands placed on pillows either side to allow their arms to relax. And therefore, they can use their accessory muscles to aid their breathing and try and control their breathlessness. If someone's sitting in a chair, it could be that they hold onto the arms of the chair or potentially lean forwards onto a table to again fix the arms in place and therefore use their accessory muscles to help with their breathlessness as opposed to controlling their arms. So yeah, they're the two main kind of techniques that we would use.
Brilliant, thank you, Ben. And do we have any official trust guidance on this? And if not, where's the best place to look for information, particularly you know, summaries or printouts with visuals for staff, patients and family alike?
Yeah, so I think, I don't think there's anything on the intranet as such, but I think with each ward having their own physio, you'd be able to kind of liaise with the physio on the ward, and we have lots of leaflets that we can hand out to patients with regards to breathing techniques we might use, positioning. We also, with regards to COVID, we also have leaflets on things like proning, etc. And so if you have any questions about those or need kind of leaflets and material for your patients, then we're more than happy to help. If kind of families are asking, there are a couple of really good websites that we can use. So there is yourcovidrecovery.nhs.uk, and it's got a really comprehensive element on breathlessness, and it talks through the techniques that I've spoken through today. It does give visual representation as well, so it gives you an idea as to what we're trying to achieve with regards to those techniques. And there's also a website called ICU Steps. Now, normally this is used for those that have been on critical care, but it's also very transferable, and that information can be used in general breathlessness management. I think the only other thing that I would add is, at the moment, because of the COVID pandemic, there's a suggestion that we shouldn't really be using kind of handheld fans. And so that's something that we're not advising at the moment from a physio and breathlessness management perspective.
Okay, great. Thanks for highlighting that. And I guess sort of bottom line, if we're in a panic and we've got a breathless patient in front of us, and that's everyone ranging from doctors, nurses, healthcare assistants, anybody, what is the single most useful thing we could try and implement?
I think the most important thing is looking at the patient's position. So if the patient is slumped in bed or in a position that doesn't help them breathe, then it's only going to exacerbate their breathlessness. So I would encourage everyone to look at your patient's position. If you can, get them up the bed, get them in a position where they can use their accessory muscles and support their arms with pillows, etc. And I think once they're in that position, just talking to them and trying to help them control that breathing, as opposed to them kind of trying to manage that on their own, I think is probably the best thing that we can do.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you, Ben. So I guess just to summarise, it is making effective referrals, whether that's for shortness of breath or secretions management. The main techniques being ACBT, positioning, and actually offering reassurance for the patient and others involved as well.
Absolutely.
You've signposted us to guidance, which is great, and just remembering that any of us can implement this at any time when we see somebody struggling with their breathing. Okay, so that's great. Thanks everybody for your time. We hope that was useful.
So I just want to say a huge thank you to Ting and Ben for being willing to do that. We're not professionals. This is very low budget, but we hope it's been useful for you. If you want some more information, you can ask the physios out on the wards. They've got leaflets about the things that Ben's been talking about, and that could be helpful just to share with patients and to publicise with your staff teams out on the wards. So thanks again for joining us. Check in if you've enjoyed it. Check in with us next week, and hopefully we'll have some teaching for you then on the drug management of breathlessness, which I know is a massive thing out on our wards at the moment with the number of COVID patients that we're looking after. So we'll put something together on how to use opioids and sedation safely for patients who are feeling extremely breathless, and how to keep our patients comfortable during this really challenging time. So take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.